What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Vishak here, and welcome to another episode of Power Dynamics. So in this episode, we are really going to talk about the weighty burdens. That means it's not just about the weight, but what your overweight and obesity can do to your mental health and well-being. We're going to go a little deeper on this. So although you might find this a little longer or a little deeper, that's fine. Stick with me. I'll try to make it as easy as possible. Without further ado, let's just get started. So, obesity. The definition of obesity. It's a noun. And it says the state or a condition of being very fat or overweight. Now, if you consider yourself as an obese person, then you might want to pay a little attention. I know I'm starting off this podcast a little strong, but I really wanted to, you know, hammer this point and give you a little perspective so that you are looking at the current condition from a whole new perspective, and that's going to really make you take some steps and you can get healthier and better, okay? So you might be wondering, how does this overweight being obese can impact my mental health, right? So let me just tell you a quick story and then we'll get down deep into it. So the story begins like this. So there was this girl, her name is Sarah, and Sarah is in her 30s, and she's sitting and she's working on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. And then one of her colleagues, she comes and tells her, hey, you know what, there's a meeting going on, so why don't you just go join? I mean, they are asking for you. And she's like, okay. And she just gets up and she walks right into the meeting room and she slides the door open. And then she can see a lot of people inside, in her teammates, her extended teammates, managers, and everybody else. So she gets into the meeting room and then she sees a whole lot of people. And then the manager is actually explaining something about an event that is going to happen in the next few weeks. So yes, obviously she has to pay attention. She was paying attention, and the manager was actually detailing all of that nitty-gritty details of the event. So as he was explaining, he stopped for a minute. He looked at this girl and he said, she's the one who's going to be the host. So everybody was like, wow. Okay. So everybody looked at her and she was okay. She was very pretty. She's a very pretty girl. But the thing is, like, she's obese, right? So everybody looks at Sarah and that is how the information has come into light, stating that Sarah is going to host the entire event. So ever since after the meeting, I mean, she was visualizing that day, picturizing that day, how the day is going to be, you know, what she's going to dress, how she's going to sit, how she's going to present, how she's going to, you know, take the stage, get onto the stage, how she's going to do the walking, the talking, the everything. And then, you know, she just started getting into the details when she was visualizing this entire event. And then after that, she was like, what am I going to wear? And how am I going to look? So the other parts was looking okay. She had a lot of confidence. But then the moment she came to this particular aspect of how do I look? How am I going to look on the stage? What am I going to wear? At that particular point, she just lost it all. And it was pretty bad, because she's going to, you know, she started asking. These were the questions that were going on in her mind. Like, what about the energy? You know, all that kind of questions started creeping up. Like, will my favorite dress fit me? Will I be looking fat in that particular dress, right? Can I be confident on the stage? Does my belly get exposed in the dress? Will people notice my belly while I'm presenting, while I'm turning towards the side and looking at the presentation? Will people notice my belly? You know, all of these kind of thoughts. So when these thoughts are spiraling down, and she even thought that, should I even do this? Should I even host this event? And then her confidence was completely shattered. And after a couple of days, she went to her boss, she walked up to her boss and she said, I don't think I'll be able to do this event. So he was a little surprised. He tried to convince her, but Sarah was just not able to do it. She's like, I don't think I can do it. And I don't have the confidence and I can't do it. So he tried convincing, but he still was not able to convince Sarah. And okay, so he had to let go. Sarah came home on that day completely frustrated and filled with anger, and she's like, I don't know, what am I supposed to do? And she got desperate, she got angry, she got frustrated. And then she took a look at herself in the mirror and she didn't really like what she saw. And at that particular point, you know, what she realized was, She's been putting on a thing for a while, and now it's all coming back, right? It's come back to bite her. So after a couple of months, the person who actually hosted the event got a promotion, and now Sarah's actually thinking she got a promotion because she hosted that event. She got the promotion because she got all the rewards and recognition because she hosted the event, and because the other person got the reward and recognition and the promotion, now Sarah is actually having an inferiority complex in front of this person. So excess weight is actually affecting Sarah, not only on her health, not only at the level of her health, but also at her career and in relationship. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a fiction. This is not a made-up story. This is a true story. And this is a story of one of my colleagues. I don't want to tell her name. But So she fell into deep depression for over 5 to 6 months. And things were really in a very bad shape. She was in a very bad shape, mentally and physically. And the only thing that got her out of it was getting in shape. Once she gave that commitment, and once she got herself into a great shape, and trust me, she was unstoppable. She was on a whole new level. Her priorities changed. Her communication style changed. The way she walked completely changed, right? The way she, she changed her body language. She changed her dressing style. The way she carried herself has completely changed. Her self-respect skyrocketed. Her priorities changed, right? Everything about her just changed. And today, she's like a whole new person. She's 38, but she doesn't look like one. She never misses a workout. She never misses a meal. She have no temptation for any junk food or the fast food. Mentally and physically, she's in a pretty awesome place. And physically, she's looking like she's in her late 20s. So no matter how she feels, Sarah always gets her mood and her energy back once she gets into her routine. And her routine gives her body the slenderness and her mind the happiness. So with this story, what I want to say is life is too short to be fat, because there is so much more that life has to offer, and you can't really experience that when you're overweight. For example, great clothes, confident walk, running and playing with your kids, eating without guilt at your family dinner, walking with confidence in front of a lot of people, improved intimacy with your partner, increased social invitation, positive influence on the loved ones, heightened self-discipline. So these are the things, these are the little happiness in life that you can experience when you are not really overweight. And having said that, let's begin. So the first impact on your mental health is overthinking and negative thinking. So basically, people think and overthink is simply because when the mind is not occupied on something. So when your mind is actually occupied on something, just one thing, when your mind is occupied, when you are into that, you don't give your mind this time or the space to even think. At that point, you are pretty much occupied with that particular thing, and then you just get carried away. So not moving too much, or not keeping your mind occupied, or not working on something for some time will actually leave you into the negative spiral. Let me explain. So when you don't have anything to do, what you do is like either you sit, or you lie down, or you on a social media, or you're just walking, or whatever it is. When your mind is not occupied on one particular thing, then it catches on something very negative. And this is purely survival mechanism. That means it is not just about the negativity. It is about the things that you don't have in your life, right? If you don't have an intimate partner, if you don't have enough money, if you don't have a good promotion, if you don't have the good social status, if you don't have any of these things, the mind will tend to catch on these things. And spending too much of time on social media saying that, you know what, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm not like her, I'm not like him, you know, all of that. So basically, it's all the negative thinking. And this overthinking and negative thinking, the negative thinking will get into that overthinking and just spirals down all the time. So you just do not have the capacity to even move. This is a part of the survival mechanism. When you get stuck in this thought loop, the negative thought loop, it just puts you onto downward spiral, and that's keep spinning and spinning down right into the rock bottom. And eventually it'll get you stressed, and that's not the worst part. The thing is, when these negative thoughts come into your mind, and it leads to programming of your mind, and then you start forming the belief system. you know what, this is the, you know what, this is the way it is, and I have to live the rest of my life like this. You know, that belief system will become a story, a reality. That's what happens. And if you do not have a very optimistic and a positive belief system in your mind about yourself, about your life, about your body, about your health, about your relationship, if you do not have a very optimistic and positive belief system, trust me, whatever the belief system that you have, that is what is going to manifest and it's going to become a reality. Which brings me to point number two, the depression and anxiety. So depression and anxiety is pretty much very common in the emotional beings, that is us, so human beings, right? So overthinking and negative thinking leads to anxiety and even chronic anxiety. That means, have you experienced sometimes when you wake up, have you experienced this sharp fear or feeling low or feeling bad? Like you can feel it deep in your heart. You kind of feel that. You know, maybe it could be thinking about your future or thinking about your past or thinking about the current condition, right? So this is nothing but it's a negative state. That's anxiety. And this anxiety causes the negative belief system. And the negative belief system leads you to depression. Depression is a place where you kind of feel like, you know what, you're locked, you're stuck, and there is no way out. So your mind is actually locked into a certain place, a certain story that you keep telling yourself. And then that feels like you are stuck and all the doors are closed. There is no way out, which is never the case in reality. In reality, you always have it, but in your mind, you tend to feel like, you know what, there is no way out. Okay. So being obese often leads to higher rates of depression, because not only in the mind, but also in the physical state, you are not able to do certain things just the way other people are doing. So in your mind, you feel like you are incapable of doing those things. Right? Because you surely lack in energy, and you surely lack in certain physical abilities because of the overweight, and this is not helping you do the things with highest amount of energy. And that is these are the ways that it will start hitting you. And it, at one point, you know, all this depression will go into that negative body image that will lead you to being conscious about the way that you look at yourself. You will not be able to have a high self-image or a self-esteem. And it will lead you to negative body image. This will not help you be confident in front of people. People, when I say people, it is in front of your colleagues, in front of your friends. It doesn't matter, but your self-esteem will not be there and your confidence will not be there. Like if you get conscious, I mean, there are some people, skin is so thick that doesn't really matter. Like regardless of wherever they are in their life, it doesn't matter how they are in their life. It doesn't really matter for them. Okay. But there are some people who are very sensitive. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be fatty. I don't want to be skinny. These things will affect me. So I'm not very confident in front of people when I have all of this. When I'm broke, when I'm fat, when I'm skinny, I cannot be confident. I cannot be myself. So for some people, it really affects. Not for some people. For most people, it really affects. Being overweight, being weak, thin, any of these things. Okay? So and that gives me, that brings me to the third point, the emotional stress. So people with obesity leads to physical discomfort. That means you do not have the physical comfort of doing the things that fit people are able to do. Fit people meaning if a person who is fit, that means the person is strong, his endurance is high, and the level of flexibility is more. That means even if you wanted to just get up from the bed to do something, people who are heavy are just stuck there and they'll be like, you know what, I'll do it later. So the procrastination is a main problem when it comes to obesity. But at the same time, people who are fit, who are fast, who are healthy, they move fast. Okay. So physical discomfort is a big one. And the small everyday things, you know, like getting into the car, fitting into the clothes, climbing the stairs, sitting for a long period of time, and, you know, getting up with sort of discomfort, all of these everyday little things in life, you will not be able to do it with ease. And this leads you to frustration, because it is not a one day activity that you're doing. It is a daily activity. And if you're doing the daily activity with so much of difficulty, with limited mobility, and that is not good. And like I have discussed in other podcasts, other blogs, that, you know, it will lead you to chronic health conditions. And these daily challenges lead you to frustration, mental stress. And basically, if you see from an overall life perspective, it is just decreased quality of life, right? and that you don't want that. And after that, there is an eating disorder. That means obesity and eating disorder is interlinked. It goes hand in hand. You know that, I know that, right? Some people have binge eating on a large amount of food. That is junk food and fast food. And some people just have a normal heavy consumption of the normal food, right? And the thing is, like, this is the automated behavior. This is a natural practice for most people. And unfortunately, some people are mindful, but some people are unfortunately not very mindful about it. And it's just an automated behavior. It just happens. And when these things happen, when these food choices are being made on a regular basis, right, then you go into obese. And then someday you will look into the mirror and just say, I don't like what I'm saying. And that gives you unhappiness. And that unhappiness is a form of stress. And that you can comfort that stress only on food. And then you will come back to the food. And then again, you're going to look into the mirror. And then you come back to the food. This is like a vicious circle. Obese people often tend to feel guilty. And even because they don't have the self-control. Because when you go into a session, you eat, you feel so good about it. And after that, you feel like, you know what, I shouldn't have done that. Right, this contributes to a heavy weight gain, and obesity in turn leads to mental health. And then after that, you know, you have the body images, and then you have the social stigma, and then you have discrimination. I mean, this list goes on. What I'm really trying to say is, I want you to get a little serious about reversing your obesity and get super healthy. Once you do this, in this journey, you're going to learn a lot about your body, a lot about the food, a lot about the possibilities and potentials of in your life. And you're going to understand, you're going to realize, and you will see how vibrant you become, how energetic you become. You will be the most vibrant person in the room. And it is very much doable. Because the life that we live, it's already hard. So let's not make it harder by just being obese. And once you get in shape, the possibilities are endless. You become so much healthier person. The sky is the limit when you get healthy. So take care. Signing off with love, Vishak.